And she then subsequently progressed.
This patient, yes, subsequently progressed, and voila, I had just opened this study of this new molecule known as DS8201, now known as trastuzumab deruxtecan, which is an antibody drug conjugate. It's a HER2 antibody linked to what's called DXd, which is like an irinotecan type derivative. So it's a topo isomerase inhibitor. The antibody drug ratio is much higher than that seen in, for example, T-DM1. And the activity from their phase 1b study is absolutely phenomenal. In their phase 1b, which was originally primarily in Japan, but also included other sites, showed over a 40%, upwards of 50% objective response rate in patients who'd had a median of 7 prior lines of therapy in the metastatic setting. So we put her on this study, single agent. It was a phase 2 study. We knew she was getting the drug, and she's had a terrific response in her lungs. She's doing very well with it, normalization of her tumor markers, and she continues on. She's 10 months so far on this drug. The main toxicity we are concerned about with this drug is pneumonitis. So we have to watch patients carefully for that and educate them and keep an eye on that so that we can take patients off if they develop that. But pretty well-tolerated agent and very exciting activity.
How did this woman tolerate treatment?
Really well. There is nausea associated with this drug, so we have to treat it. You know, it's interesting. They talk about this, the activity perhaps being related to the antibody drug conjugate dissociating, and the chemotherapy can go through the tumor cell and into the tumor microenvironment and kill nearby tumor cells that are perhaps not as high in overexpression of HER2. But with that comes a little bit more toxicity. But she's not lost her hair. She doesn't have problems with vomiting or diarrhea. So it's definitely better than standard chemo.
What about in HER2 negative disease? My understanding is there have been some responses and there's some kind of bystander effect. How would you explain what's going on there?
Yeah, so that's what I was talking about a little bit, the bystander effect. The company sort of explained, and there are some theories that what's happening is when the tumor cell dies, it activates the immune system in the surrounding area, and cells are killed that are nearby that may not be as high HER2 overexpressing. But, you know, we know that the drug itself, the chemo, can seep into the tumor microenvironment and kill cells that are not necessarily HER2 overexpressing. So, unlike T-DM1, the activity of this drug does not rely heavily on overexpression of HER2. T-DM1, we know you really need to have high levels of protein expression of HER2 for it to work. So they've shown over, I think, 40% objective response rate in HER2 1 plus 2 plus breast cancer. So truly HER2 negative breast cancer. And they have a large phase 3 trial ongoing for hormone receptor positive HER2 1 plus 2 plus breast cancer, looking at this drug compared to standard chemo.
That's really fascinating.